Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me, that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jared DeBleek from Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville, Illinois.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Scriptures, to witness means to testify to the truth of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 5, Jesus underscores that John the Baptizer bears witness to himself, to his ministry. And he says these words, "You sent John, and he bore witness to the truth," meaning himself. This isn't some kind of man-made truth, as some may try to contrive this in this world today. Your truth be your truth, and I'll let my truth be mine. Like the day's war on reality through relativism, truth, this truth, the real truth, is a truth from above, from God the Father, and it's absolutely a confirmation of Christ's ministry. That is, the Father sends his Son into the world he loves, that any who believe in Jesus will not be condemned, but have eternal life, all because Jesus is the Lamb of God who comes as a sacrifice for our sin. Sadly, John's gospel makes one of many things clear, that while God loves the whole world, not all the world love God, and reject, in fact, Jesus, who is, again, the Lamb of God, and died for our sin on the cross. Perhaps you too wag your head at such a horrible rejection, but I tell you, you too have fallen prey. Unbelievers reject the testimony of the Scriptures, and they find themselves condemned, like the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees of our text, who stand and judge Jesus. But believers, too, reject God's word and sin. Have you feared, loved, or trusted in your own reason or strength? Have you ever been impatient with the Lord, and thus made yourself or another into your idol? What about this? Have you coveted? Have you desired what was your neighbor's, or put your own sinful interests before another? You see, in sin, We can search the scriptures in an attempt to justify our fallen nature or our sinful actions. But God's word just simply won't allow it. Only Jesus can justify you. Now that's good news. Only Jesus is the one who can declare you righteous. The scriptures say that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And so we give thanks that it is Jesus who declares us righteous apart from our own merit or work. Only Jesus can live in and fulfill the law in our stead, to die by the law in our place, and accomplish the law's demands. And as Jesus does this, well, we call that the good news of the gospel. Our hope then comes, as it was for Moses and all the prophets, in the Messiah, in Jesus Christ, and believing in his words, as he is the word incarnate. Friend, you have eternal life, faith, and salvation. So bear witness, and bear witness to Christ, knowing his testimony is the redemptive work of sanctification through the Holy Spirit on your behalf. Jesus has died for you, and Jesus has risen for you. And as he has died and risen, so you too will die and rise again to life everlasting. Believe in his name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jared DeBleek from Trinity Lutheran Ministries in Edwardsville, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.